Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
It's all happening on this edition of our program, and I'm really glad you stopped by to listen to what's going on in Western Mass. We've got a cheese recall, a free donut for you, pike traffic advisory, health news, a fishing clinic, Mark Auerbach, and more. And as Jackie Gleason used to say, away we go. Here's some good news for some Springfield eateries. Mayor Sarno and Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan have announced 17 new awards, totaling $1,998,942, to local restaurants and organizations who are looking to create new, refurbish, or expand outdoor dining spaces. The program had overwhelming interest, with over $3.4 million in requests for funds. The American Rescue Plan Act, we call it ARPA, of course, closed on May 5, and it was aimed at assisting local restaurants and nonprofit organizations with improving the ability of their patrons to dine and gather outdoors where there is better air circulation, reducing the potential spread of viruses. From Mercy Medical Center, we learn that they have been recognized by the National Safe Sleep Hospital Certification Program as a Bronze Safe Sleep Hospital for its commitment to best practices and education on infant safe sleep. The National Safe Sleep Hospital Certification Program was created by Cribs for Kids. That's a national infant safe sleep organization. They're headquartered in Pittsburgh. Cribs for Kids is dedicated to preventing infant sleep-related injuries and deaths due to sudden, unexpected infant death and accidental suffocation. As a nationally certified safe sleep hospital, Mercy Medical is recognized for following the safe sleep guidelines recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics and providing training programs for healthcare team members and safe sleep education to family and caregivers. Hey, the acclaimed kids series on PBS, produced by GBH Kids, Molly of Denali, is being brought to life when Springfield Museum's newest cultural exhibit, Molly of Denali, an Alaskan adventure, now open to the public. Set in the fictitious rural Alaskan village of Kia, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, the show follows the adventures of Molly Mabry, her family, friends, and dog Suki, and is infused with Alaskan native values, history, traditions, and language. The exhibit showcases Alaska and Molly's life in both the summer and winter seasons. Visitors can pretend to fly a replica bush plane, drive a snowmobile, and navigate a snow maze in snowshoes. The center of the exhibit features the trading post and the tribal hall from the series, where guests will have the opportunity to explore the great outdoors of Alaska and Alaska native life, including camping, ice fishing, discovering replica ice sculptures, and caring for sled dogs. An advisory for you from Cricket Creek Farm in Williamstown. They've announced a recall on Tuesday of some cheese. One hospitalization due to listeria has been reported so far. The products listed by that person were tested for listeria, and one batch of Sofalese cheese, which tested positive. Three batches of Tobasi are also being recalled due to being stored near the contaminated cheese. The two types of cheeses were distributed here in our state with the following distributors: Wild Oats Williamstown, Provisions Williamstown, and some local restaurants and farmers markets. The westbound lanes of the Mass Pike near the I-90 Route 5 exit will be closed for repairs starting at 11 p.m. Saturday night through 6 a.m. Sunday morning. All westbound lanes will be completely closed at exit 45, and traffic will be detoured to 91. The detour will take drivers to the Westfield Mass Pike on-ramp. Crews will be conducting bridge repairs in the area. However, the construction is weather-dependent. Signs for the detour will be posted throughout West Springfield, Holyoke, and Westfield. All right, it's free donut time. Yeah, you heard me right. Dunkin' offering a free donut on Friday, June 2. It's almost here. National Donut Day, didn't you know, for consumers who purchase a beverage. So all you have to do to get your free donut is buy any beverage from Dunkin'. Sounds like the perfect opportunity to make an epic coffee and donut pairing. And I think we need more days like National Donut Day. To our anglers and would-be anglers, get your line in the water in Chicopee. Learn to Fish Clinic Beginner Fishing Program coming up. Registration now open. 100 of 100 seats remain. You are going to be at 570 Burnett Road, Chicopee. That's the place. It'll be June 3, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come join Mass Wildlife for some hands-on fishing lessons. Adults and families who want to learn how to fish on their own will get instruction and have fun practicing skills, including setting up a rod, baiting a hook, tying knots, casting, and identify fish. Bring your own equipment or borrow theirs. When you arrive, instructors will cover the fishing basics with the balance of the time spent fishing. This class is designed for adults and families. Participants ages 14 and younger, you will need to be accompanied by an adult. Now, Mark Auerbach joins us with this week's Arts Beat Report. Mark?
Kristen Vangenhoven, co-founder and producing artistic director of Wham Theater, will step down from her position December 2023. When she departs from this leadership role at Wham, she will have served the organization for 14 years. Wham will conduct a national search for her successor, who will assume artistic leadership in January of 2024, coinciding with celebrations, the company's 15th anniversary season. For details, whamtheater.com. TheaterWorks Hartford has announced its 2023-24 season, which opens with the rock musical Lizzie by Stephen Cheslick DeMeyer, Tim Mahner, and Alan Stevens Hewitt. Lainey Sakakura directs this musical about Lizzie Borden. Lindsay Joel's The Garbologist, staged by TheaterWorks artistic director Rob Ruggiero, opens the new year after a holiday run of the audience favorite Christmas on the Rock. TheaterWorks will partner with New Haven's Long Wharf Theater to present Sanctuary City by Pulitzer Prize winner Martina Majak and David Cale's Sandra, a thriller with music by Matthew Dean Marsh, completes the season. Details are available at twhartford.org. The Majestic Theater has announced a summer season of children's theater, music, comedy, and improv performances at its West Springfield home. For the kids, Majestic Children's Theater offers Little Lord Fauntleroy and Disney's The Aristocrats Kids. The Majesters will present improv for six performances in July and August, and most of the summer events are music concerts featuring tunes made famous by, among others, the Eagles, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Johnny Cash, Tom Jones, the Beach Boys, and more. And Pioneer Valley Radio's Brad Shepard and Ethel Lee will team up in concert July 7th. For details, MajesticTheater.com. On the Boards, a festival of new play readings by Pioneer Valley playwrights, will be presented by Greenfield's Lava Center Fridays and Saturdays in June. For details, thelavacenter.org. There's Broadway in Worcester up and coming. The Hanover Theater in Worcester has announced the first four shows of its upcoming Broadway series, Pretty Woman, Beetlejuice the Musical, My Fair Lady, and To Kill a Mockingbird will also play Worcester. For details, thehanovertheater.org. David Lutkin, star of Goodspeed's The Will Rogers Follies and a regular in area theaters, opens Barrington Stage Company's cabaret season June 4th and 5th when he performs with the Seat of the Pants band, The Best Folks I Know. He'll be doing guitar theater and music from Americana and jazz. For details, barringtonstageco.org. New England Public Media's Asparagus Festival returns to Hadleystown Common June 3rd. For details on that, nepm.org. And last, Hampshire Choral Society will honor the retirement of its director, Alan Taylor, at its June 4th concert at the UMass Fine Arts Center. The program features a new work, Hope, by Clifton J. Noble, Jr., inspired by Emily Dickinson. For details, fineartcenter.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Some recreation permeating our show today. We're talking about fishing and free donuts and Alaskan exhibits and things like that. Well, how about golf? Some will golf for fun, some for the challenge, but all will be at Franconia Golf Course Friday, June 2, in support of the Spirit of Springfield's mission to bring the community together in celebration. The morning gets underway with four local mayors competing for bragging rights and the coveted Mayor's Cup at 9:30 a.m. Mayor Michael McCabe will do his best to hold on to the trophy that he took home to Westfield in 2022. He will be challenged by Springfield Mayor Dom Sarno, West Springfield Mayor Bill Reichelt, and Agawam Mayor Bill Cipelli, who took home bragging rights in 2021. At 10 a.m., more than 120 golfers will zip across the course to their assigned tee, and from there, they'll compete for the lowest team score. They will compete for closest to the pin and longest drive. They will have a chance to win a custom burn barrel fire pit from NEPM and a $25,000 prize for a hole-in-one from Gleason Jandro Landscaping. Finally, a bearded dragon was found in the Merrimack section of West Springfield. West Springfield Animal Control reports the owners, based off knowledge of distinguishing features, have been located, and the proximity has been located, and they have been contacted. They say a reunion is in the works. I like a happy ending to our programs. So thanks very much for being with us here on Pioneer Valley Radio, as you have been in the past, and I certainly hope we'll continue to be as we continue our programs for you. Thanks to Mark Auerbach for joining us as well. I wish you a wonderful day. Stay safe, stay happy. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.